Seinfeld fans, welcome back. It's a new season. Season 32, Bad Blood, is here. And we got two episodes, not one. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Great song choice.
Thank you.
That's
you're
right.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Welcome. Thank you guys for joining us. It's Real World. It's back. Season 32. Hey. Right now, Bad Blood. There's no bad blood on this stage right here. I'm your host. My name is Michael Rippey. Catch me on social media at Mike Rips, MikeRips. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Hey, it's Candace Renee Rice, a.k.a. Pimp Fried Rice. You can follow me on Instagram at _ Pimp Fried Rice. And I'm a little more conservative on Facebook. My mama followed me there. I'm just Candace Renee Rice.
And I'm Omari Bailey. You can follow me on Twitter and IG at On With Omari. Also, hit me up on Snapchat at Omari B.
Hey everyone, I'm Pauline Aguilar. You guys can find me on Twitter at _ Pauline Aguilar and on Twitter at _ Pauline Aguilar.
Yeah, and I gotta say, hit them all up on Snapchat because they're going crazy in the studio before we did this on the Snapchat. And for the record, your social media, I like it. I'm gonna have to get a follow on that.
Hey.
Okay. <That's what's> up. With that follow back.
All right, so we got two episodes tonight, not just one. We got the season premiere and the second episode. I guess they want to give us an extra Real World, so we're giving you an extra after show. Bad Blood, Seattle.
Is it really season 32?
Season 32.
Yeah. I don't want it to stop.
Wow.
Second time in Seattle. Second time in Seattle.
I believe so, yeah.
Yep, second time in Seattle. Third time in the Northwest. They did Portland one season, so...
Yes, that was a good season.
I remember that.
Seattle's a beautiful city, though. So I think Seattle's a good choice for a place to have the Real World.
I've never been there. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got everything there. Got a lot of bars.
Sweater weather.
What else do you
need? That we don't have here in LA right now?
We don't.
So it's like a lot of bars and a lot of rain. Sounds pretty perfect, actually, to me. I would love to.
To like make... For intimate, you know, moments. Bars and rings.
The last time they had a show in Seattle was 1998. So they waited 18 years. They're back.
So much time. Wow, yeah, right. This is so much time.
So this is also the largest cast ever for the Real World for a season. They're gonna have 14. Only seven now.
How many did they have last time they did the bad blood where they brought in the writers and all that
12.
Stuff? 12. That's a lot of people.
But this is it. Right.
And so live in a house.
They're going to have 14 at the end of the season. We don't see the second seven yet, but...
I'm ready.
So these episodes are going to kind of mesh together. Let's talk about what we thought about each new character. Member of the house as they arrived. I'll start, and the first person we saw was Jordan. She's 21, from Chicago. She's pretty. She's mixed. She said something funny about her mother being a trophy wife, just came out and copped to that. And she also kind of mentioned that she can't do anything for herself. What were your first initial thoughts?
Well, actually, looking at Jordan, I didn't know that she was mixed. I thought she was just going to be like, you know, little valley girl. But, you know, at first she's like, I'm like, she's going to be the one that everybody talks to in the house. Mm. She's probably going to be maybe the bimbo. she'll probably get drunk, fall in love. That was my whole perception at first.
Sort of the same reaction that Mike had. Was it Mike? Or who's a...
Mike.
Yeah, Mike, the guy, he says she seems a little conceited and a little stuck up, sort of, and very pretty, and things come easily for her because she's probably had no problems for most of her life. Very privileged life. As she says, she gets whatever she wants. She doesn't have to work for herself. But I was kind of into her. I liked her. I was like, I'll take care of her. So it was cool.
I like her a lot, too. She's young, just turned 21. Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem to be all about the drama, wants to talk everything out. So, I mean, I like that about her.
Although she did start talking shit
We'll get there.
A little drama.
But I don't dislike her. I don't know her. I need to see more.
Yeah, these are initial thoughts, obviously. Yeah. But the one thing also, and we all touched on it, it's a very young cast.
Mm. Yeah,
they're all between 21 and 25. So you can kind of see not immaturity, but just youth.
Right.
Which should lead to some more excitement. So, speaking of Mike, he was the second person to arrive.
Right.
And he's 25, from New York. And he admits to being a manipulator and being someone instigator. That's an instigator, and he's impulsive. He'd already been on reality TV, on MTV.
Yeah.
And Paulina, you have watched him before.
I have. So, I watched him on Are You the One, and I think that's the first thing I don't like about him. he's an instigator. He did that on the show as well. And I don't like people who do that. And he has a temper. Mm. But I don't like that he's on this show. He's already been on an MTV show. He's already been on a reality show. So why are producers casting him
again? He knows somebody, duh.
Well, so does everybody else. So what? So does he have nothing going on right now? I mean, he's the oldest one. So for a producer to say, yes, we'll cast you again is a little odd. I haven't seen that before.
But they might have known that, like, his personality and with him being that way, it would create some...
I've seen enough.
He also, yeah. So
there's plenty of people that can call
I've seen
drama.
Enough. That, exactly. That, I feel like he took someone else's spot who probably could have enjoyed that experience as well. Because I know Are You the One is different, where you go and you find someone that you love and dating and all that stuff. So I get it's a different concept. But still, that could have been someone else's experience.
Premise of The Real World is everyone's doing this for the first time together. Exactly. And he's already had this whole experience, a little different.
I thought that was a little weird that he had been on reality TV before being on the show. He did say something funny immediately, talking about how Seattle is the place where you make out with a chick in the rain.
Oh, gosh. So, he's supposed to be the oldest one.
He's not that old, though. You're making me feel old.
Most immature.
I'm pretty sure I want to go to Seattle
and get made out with him in the rain.
Well, we're not the oldest one here on this panel.
We're going to have to watch.
Because I think that'll help. That'll be awesome.
You want to tell our ages?
We're going to scratch what she just said. We're going to cut that out. So you're not going to see that in the next
black don't crack. I could be like 44 for all you know.
The next person that arrived was Annika. From Harlem, New York.
It's Annika.
Annika. Right. Better.
You're
going
to take you to the South.
Annika shows up, and she's from Harlem. Mm-hmm. And she wants to work on her credit score. That's what I got from her initial feedback.
Me too, girl. Me too.
speaking for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. Then there was Robbie. He's from New Jersey, and you can tell, obviously, because he talks about being Italian, very family-oriented. He's never been away from his family, which was nice, and he's a DJ.
The mama's boy.
That's very Italian Jersey, like staying close to the family.
Absolutely. And what'd you guys think about his DJ name, Maserati?
I thought it was kind of cool.
I loved it. I was like, that's cute.
I liked it. DJ Maserati.
Like, it's not like that clever, but it has a nice sound.
Paulina doesn't like it.
I don't hate it. He reminds me of Pauly D.
Yeah, he did. I was going to get there.
He's got that slang. Jersey, and then the look. And then, I don't know, is it like a Jersey thing where men just do things in threes? It's like gym, tan, laundry, and then he had his where he's like booze girls beats.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. I was like, that's a new GTA.
Is that a thing?
It's an Italian thing, maybe.
It's funny you said he was like Pauly D because he really was. Because later in in the episode, he was giving hair tips about how you do your hair.
Very manicured.
He had brought like 10 things to jail.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to run out anymore.
What do you call that? Metrosexual? Very manicured man?
Yeah.
We'll get to him. And then Katrina shows up. She's from Florida. She likes to hunt fish, donkey.
Like to hunt.
Donkey riding. She talks about her dysfunctional family, which we're going to see as the show goes on. Then there's Theo.
I love him.
I love Theo. Super cool. Theo's the charmer.
So you know about Theo. He's from Kankakee, Illinois. His grandfather's a pastor. He got a D1 scholarship, which is pretty cool. And he's got an interesting little animal, a little bunny called Chuck. It's unique. I respect that, though. So we'll know about Theo. And then there's Tiara. She's 21, from Georgia. She seems like... she needs attention.
From Georgia / Britain.
And she's definitely, right, and she doesn't feel included, and we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. So that's our cast. And so they arrive, and Mike and Robbie choose a room as they're the first ones there. And then Jordan, Annika, and Katrina get a room together. So it leaves Theo and Tiara to a room. And I want to ask you guys and everybody listening, let us know in the comments or in the live chat, if you were in the room, would you rather room with someone of your sex or the opposite sex? Because I kind of thought it was a little weird that Theo and Tiara were going to room together.
Of your sex. I would room with a female.
Okay. With a female, right?
Yeah, it just makes me more comfortable.
Yeah. Most definitely a female. Like, I don't care how fine you are. Like,
I think I'd rather have the same sex roommate also. It's just easier, less drama, I feel like.
So that was interesting to me, though, to see the rooming situation. That. Just that Theo and Tiara were gonna. It seems like it's working out, but they're something to watch for as it goes on. So they find the confessional. The confessional happens to be kind of cool, how it's behind like a bookcase, kind of hidden like a speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we'll watch for this season. And then let's get into a little bit of the interactions that we see. What was your take in the first episode? Because we see at the start kind of like some flirtations going on with Jordan and Mike. And maybe Mike is reading more into it than Jordan is, but they have a scene in the confessional where Mike kind of gets shut down from a kiss. but Jordan's kind of leading him on.
Yeah.
What was your...
I think Jordan kind of, like, set that up for him. She didn't give him the complete, like, no, like, she was flirting with him. She was on his neck when they were coming from the bar, which, you know, I get it. You're drunk. You know, I like to hang on next too, but it's just, it's, yeah, she opened that up for him to do
she's
that.
She's a tease. And then,
yeah, she's a huge tease. So, I mean...
Like, she knows she's a pretty girl. She knows guys are going to get it for attention. So she uses that to her advantage.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Girls like attention. She loved that.
She got a lot of it. I think Robbie hit her on it too, didn't he? At the end of the second episode?
She's getting some attention later.
Yeah.
But then, now, but then it was like when they were sitting in the confessional, she had any clothes on.
She was pretty scandalous.
Hey. I was like, oh.
Jordan also, she also said that Mike wasn't her type. She likes the good boys. Mm-hmm. The good guys, like the smart ones.
It's the first time I've ever heard a girl say that. I like the nice guy. The That's nice, what she said.
She likes like the nice ones.
The nice guys are good.
Really?
They are.
I've never heard that.
So
sound bitter over here.
They have good credit scores.
Not necessarily true either.
So one of the things that happens early in the first episode, which I really admired, was Robbie immediately on the first morning wakes up and wants to cook breakfast for everyone, which is really Italian. Seems like, you know, cooking. And that was pretty cool of him to just make breakfast for
Robbie's
everyone right away.
Any day.
I was thinking like, that's a roommate.
That was like very true to form. Like in college, my roommate was Italian. We'd always like and after a cook. Weekend of drinking, just wake up. He'd be making breakfast. We were like, wow. So that was like super like in form.
I was wondering, would any of you three, if you were in the house, be one of them? Like, would you be Robbie, like the cook?
I like to cook. Yes, I love to cook.
All right, okay, so you're the cook. She's the cook on the show.
I know, I love to cook.
You're cooking.
But it probably wouldn't be, you know, Italian. Be like, spaghetti, cornbread, collard greens.
He cooked eggs. That's not Italian.
It's not exclusive.
Not Italian. So Robbie and Jordan do have some moments, though, confiding in each other, just talking about the thing. And then let's move to kind of the family night, which is where we start to see a lot of things kind of go wrong as far as TR is concerned. I thought the family night was a cool icebreaker type of thing for the real world. And it seemed like everyone had really good energy. But at the family night, which had a little sexual innuendos to it, Tiara seemed to not be interested in participating. And it didn't really seem like anybody in the house did anything to her to cause that. She was very antisocial to the point where then she just got up and left. And what was your thought about this?
I thought homegirl was just tired.
Tired?
Yeah, honestly. I was like, it's the first day. It's been a long day, a lot of traveling. I thought she was just like, all right, you guys have fun. I don't really want to do that. Not everybody wants to get drunk and play silly sex games. Like, I know it's fun and you have a good time, but that's not everybody's bag of tea. So, like, I didn't think it was like an issue.
But did you think that she could have handled it better?
She definitely could have handled it better. That's what I was about to say. I think there's a difference of excluding yourself from a group from something that everyone's doing together and saying, hey, you know what? I'm really not feeling this game. Let's move on or I'll partake in the next thing.
Yeah, but I also think she felt some type of way initially because she got there late and so the girls kind of had their room already and so she got stuck with Theo. I don't think that she preferred to be with Theo, even though they had the chemistry and everything. I think she wanted to be with other girls.
Right.
But, you know, it's obviously since they're rooming together, they kind of have, you know, the small conversations and she's left out. So maybe she felt some type of way. Like,
honestly, I think she has issues with relationships and people. As she said in like her pre-show package, she doesn't have very many friends right now. So that's
but do you really
underlying...
think that's the best way to go about not making friends at all with seven other people?
No, that's part of her problem. That's definitely not the best
way
to go about it.
Especially if you're going to go on the real world.
Right.
I feel like at the start of the show, you have to put yourself out there a little bit.
Right.
And that's probably why she did it, but you also know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
And she's young. She's a mature 21.
Body's mature.
She's also a military brat. Nice. Well said. So Tiara, she's crushing on Theo, though.
Yeah.
And maybe more than just Tiara. Maybe you guys, too? Crushing on Theo?
I'm more like a buddy, like, yeah, right, like, beer, I like, his, like, all right, like, yeah.
I like his personality.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a good personality.
Funny guy.
If you watch the challenge, it reminds me of Leroy. I don't know if you guys at home.
Oh, yeah, Leroy was fun.
Yeah.
He was
jokester.
Cool.
Yeah, like, I want to be around him all the time. He's not drama. Yeah, he's a lot of fun to talk to, be around.
I think Theo's just going to be, like, the homeboy of the house that really just keeps, you know, a lot of the family, like, keeps the peace.
He's like, y'all, it's not that deep. You know, just like, chill out. Like, we're here to have a good time. So you need a personality like that.
Yeah. So Tierra left, which I thought was a little bit much on my point of view in that situation. But then Mike and Robbie started to get into it because Mike was just instigating. Robbie was drinking a lot, and Robbie had to bite Theo's lip. And then Annika.
You're going to be doing this all season.
Annika.
Have you ever heard Annika before?
Anakin Skywalker, maybe.
Annika. Anakin. All right. Okay.
No, they wanted to see Annika streak throughout the entire house. And the only way she would do that was if he bit the lips, which I didn't think it was that big a deal. I think they over-dramatized it.
I don't think it was a big deal to do it. And I don't think it was a big deal to make a big fuss over it. Like, if he didn't want to do it, then he didn't want to do it.
Exactly.
He's being very hypersensitive.
And then Robbie drank a lot, and he seemed like he was just too drunk. And then Mike was just being... wouldn't, like, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It was too much.
He was instigated. I mean, he saw that he could get under his skin. He clearly didn't want to bite this dude's lip. And he started crying because Jordan was picking with him. He was super drunk. So it's just... You know how you get when you're drunk. You're emotional.
Well, Robbie's super emotional.
Right? Yeah. Like, that's another, like... I hate to keep stereotyping, but sort of the Italian jersey
watch
thing.
Yourself,
I know. I don't want to offend anybody, but you see that sort of sometimes. But.
Sure. So, anyways, Robbie just goes off the deep end and really going after Mike, which Mike was in the wrong, but it seemed like Robbie then he looked crazy in that situation because the security, the way he's screaming and the security was holding him back, which I found interesting because in past seasons, I've seen the security not there at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like last season, the girls were fighting and
the
security was never there. And the security was there.
That was
there.
Even worse. I think that was worse.
That was way worse. And then this season, apparently, the security was there before anything even broke out, like in the middle, not even giving it a shot. Which I found that interesting. How do they decide that the security should be there or not? Because last season, they needed the security in certain parts.
That's
probably
a producer's call. But I think with Robbie... I say this, I do a lot of reality shows here at AfterBuzz, and I always say it's the alcohol, and it always is, that riles you up, that all of a sudden you're macho, and all this stuff. So like, you see Robbie sober in his everyday, you know, on the show.
He's a nice guy.
He's fine, he's calm, he's cool, he's collective, and all that stuff. And I think Mike has a bigger temper. He just, it's secret, I don't know.
It's going to be something
in secret, like you see the temper, beneath there, somewhere it's going to pop up.
Gotcha. So Annika did the double... She streaked throughout the house. Now, if you were going to streak, would you cover yourself the way she did? Or should you? Did you think that was, like, cheating?
It was cheating. It was. If you're going to streak, you have to commit to it.
Preach.
But at the same time, she's on TV, but they're going to block it out anyway.
Right,
so the only people that would have saw were the people in the house.
The crew and the producers.
She lived with these people.
I think she would have earned major street cred if she had not covered herself up, though.
I would not have streaked at all.
You wouldn't have done it?
Nope.
The nips.
Alcohol?
Free the nips.
Drink alcohol or like, if I had alcohol in me?
Yeah, with extra alcohol, you think you would do it?
I don't know. I'm too picky about things. If I were going to do like that, I need to be with like close friends. It's not seven people I just met, let alone. But I don't know. It's not me to just go streak.
So they sent Robbie off for the night to go to a hotel. And then he
calms
himself down. He comes back the next morning and he realizes he overreacted. What I did like was how he called everyone in to apologize to everyone, like a man.
Sure.
It was the right way to handle it. And it was weird, though, that also in the confessional and the way he's talking to camera, talking about, like, Mike and him are never going to be cool, and he's already down on Mike.
After day two?
It seemed early to just not let that go. Like, Mike was instigating, but it didn't seem it was that bad. So hopefully they're not.
It's not, like a reason enough to, like, dead a relationship forever.
Okay, why was Annika crying, though? Like, can we Annika. She was crying.
That night when they got into the fight?
Yeah.
Because she felt like nobody respected her for not participating, but everybody was supporting Robbie.
Tiara was crying, right?
Yes.
So Tiara misread... At the end of episode one, which we're at, Tiara comes out because she hears the screaming between people and kind of misjudges the situation, it looked like, about Jordan talking to Mike in the Robbie scenario.
No, I'm talking about Annika.
The streaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Annika.
Oh, she was crying?
Yeah.
I was thinking of the wrong person.
Sorry. Yeah, so she was crying. And, like, Mike was holding her. And I was just like, I don't get it.
I missed that.
She thought it was her fault.
Oh, yeah, she felt like she had a part of it.
Because she kept telling Robbie, do it, just do it, just do it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So she felt responsible for it.
Because everybody was crying. And I was like, is this really? I'm like, what are y'all drinking?
So I know.
You don't know.
But to the end of the episode, so Tiara comes out And in my point of view, I thought Tiara was in the wrong for that whole scenario about excluding herself. And she even starts episode two kind of being by herself again, isolating mm-hmm. herself, creating this situation. It didn't feel like any of the girls were doing anything towards her. Even Jordan didn't seem like she was doing anything rude to her. And it seemed like Tiara was way out of line. That's the way I took it. What do you guys think?
Of her...
Of Tiara, just in the throughout the first episode, after...
I mean, like we sort of said, like, she could have handled that situation better, but I don't think it was that big of a deal.
Well, the situation, it felt like lingered. It continued, yeah. not just in the night with the game, but into episode
listen where she's coming from. She was in the confessional trying to go to sleep, and she hears two people talking about her, basically.
Yeah.
So that would make you want
but
to pull away.
But they didn't say anything bad.
But they're still
Jordan,
talking
Jordan
about
was
her.
Observing the situation, saying, like, you know, if you don't want to participate, you should have gone about it the a different way.
She could have just said, I don't want to participate. Not...
Which, exactly. Yeah. So they weren't saying, oh, she's this, she's that, she's all of that. Yeah. She was just saying she probably should have done that, which... It's not
yeah,
like
I feel that. Imagine how you would feel if you were standing outside the door and the three of us were like saying, oh, you should be doing this and this and this and that. It's not like negative,
yeah,
but you know,
I get it.
But I would say she shouldn't have been in the confessional then.
She was trying to get some quiet space.
It's not the place to sleep. You don't sleep in the confessional.
I know, but she didn't know people running around naked. Where are you going to sleep? Right?
The confessional is not your own room.
It's quiet. It's secluded.
I think Tiara, she's 21.
They're all young.
Yeah, she has growing to do. Like, I gotta bring back to when I was 21. I think she's just really just, she got growing to do, and I don't think that she's very mature in how she's handling situations. Has she probably been through some stuff? Yes, we'll see that later on. But I think it really just goes down to her age and her maturity as far as, like, how she interacts with people.
I mean, she says she's been through, like, every traumatic experience. You would think she'd have more maturity, though, even if she is 21.
What's crazy is that, I mean, like, a lot of people have been through things, but they don't just, like, you know, go sit in the corner and cry and sleep in confessional.
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how she takes to the new crew when they come in.
I can't wait.
That's so exciting. Is that next week or we got like 2 weeks or something for that?
I'm not sure. I think it's about 5 days away in the show, but who knows how long that'll be for
our watching purposes. We'll see.
So let's talk about the second episode and Robbie, DJ Maserati. He's passionate about being a DJ, and at a point in the episode, we see the crew go out to watch him do his DJing, and it seems like they really like it, and... the one thing I noticed from that was Mike didn't partake in that.
I don't think Katrina went either.
I think she was there.
Was she there?
I think so.
Okay.
Because when she came back, her and Mike started talking. They were flirting, and we could talk about that. But okay. What did you think about his DJing thing? Did you think that ingratiated himself to the rest of the group more?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And
I mean,
what do you think is going to happen with the Mike situation? Like, why would Mike not go?
We didn't get to see that part. He didn't say...
I mean, maybe Mike was just like, I almost bought dude. I'm just not feeling him right now. So,
fair enough. Exactly. Although you think after having that conflict and big blow up, he would make the effort to be seemingly supportive.
You could just go and you're not hanging out with him. He's in the DJ booth. You do your own thing.
Maybe he was just tired. Didn't feel like drinking.
Maybe. It just seemed like there's a subtle thing there to watch. Now, let's talk about Mike and Katrina. Because Katrina is flirting hard with Mike in this second episode. So, is that going to be a thing?
I hope not. Mike is a tool.
Oh, wow. How do you
really know? I think so. Yeah, because when Anika was crying the night before a family game night, Mike was hugging her and saying, oh, it's not your fault. It's not your fault, but I saw your butt. Like, he snipped that in. I'm like, really, dude? Really?
No, he's
really?
Just trying to make out with a chick in the rain.
Gosh.
I mean, I think he was using humor to try and lighten that situation. He's like, oh, no, you're sad. I just saw your butt. Haha, that was so funny.
Is that a line you would use?
No, I would never do that.
Exactly my point. You don't do that. You don't look into that.
I guess he lied.
I don't think he was a tool in that moment. I think he was really just trying to lighten the moment. I don't think he was trying to be douchey. But I could be wrong.
You're wrong.
You know him better than I do. I might be wrong.
I don't think Mike is attracted to Katrina.
No, I mean, when a girl's throwing herself at you like that, he's just like, nah, I'm
good. He effectively does turn her down for the cuddle.
Hardcore.
In the episode. However, they did kind of cuddle in one of the early parts in the episode.
He was like, no, I don't want to cuddle with you. I'd rather go lay with my pillow.
Yeah.
And it was interesting how he called. Did you notice that he called to tell him, like, I want to go to sleep now? Take my mic off. I've never really seen them show that.
They never show that.
They never show that.
But even in the first cuddle that they had, like, he was very guarded. Like, he laid on top of the covers and whatnot when she was still under. Like, I'll be darned if you get in my bed and you stay on top of the covers. You know? So, he don't want it.
He wants Jordan.
He does.
He wants Jordan.
Let's talk about Theo and Tiara for a minute here, because Theo has got it all going on right now. The personality, he's just cool.
Yeah.
He's got the room with the girl. However, have you noticed that their room doesn't even have doors? It's just in the upstairs.
It's like a loft. Mm-hmm.
Just open. So that's weird also. But he's smart. Like, he's playing to the cameras and he knows they're there. So he never... The way he's talking, and they hook up, right? Just a little kiss.
That's like a makeout session.
But the way he answers the producer's questions are funny, because he knows.
But did he forget about the cameras in the bedroom when they leave?
Right. I think I might have slipped
his mind. I feel like they all forget about that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when you're living there, you probably don't really even think about it.
Also, we have to remember, these episodes were in the early days, so I could imagine later in the day, like, you get more accustomed, but day 3 or 4, you probably still like the cameras right there.
Hyper aware of all that.
Because even when they watched the 4th of July fireworks, they were, like, pointing, like, we see you on us. Mm-hmm. So,
and I'm pretty sure they're going to hook up at some point on camera.
I hope so.
I want to know, do you think Theo, but do you think they're going to be an item? Because they have a crush on each other. They get to the point where they talk it out. And
Theo's too smart for that.
I don't think he has a crush on her right now, but you don't think it's going to last?
I don't think so.
No, because they room together, right. And I just think that that's too complicated of a situation. It's okay for now because it's a couple of days, but when you room with somebody that you like, that's not going to work.
You see all their habits.
Yeah.
Theo's already like, yo, it's like way too early. Like, Tierra's already catching feelings, so I think he sees the signs. Like, he's just like, nah. Like, even though he didn't make it out there.
He's pretty heavy.
Yeah, he's just like, she's cool, that booty fat, but you know.
Also, Theo's bringing back visors. You notice he's wearing all different kinds of visors?
The bucket hats?
The fisherman's hat?
I have not seen that in a while. I'm talking about the visor.
Well, your hat game, Sean. You can appreciate that.
You should wear a visor next
time. I might have to bring a visor. I was thinking,
the
visor's coming back. Like, he had a white visor, he had a black visor, and he had the bucket hat. He's going,
I can't wear that. Theo's
cool. Yeah, he's cool. I'm excited for Theo. I think he's going to be a new starting trends.
The next star. But did you think that was, like, kind of crazy how attached she was getting?
I thought it was super.
She was super jealous
when they were at the dance floor, too, and he was dancing with another girl. And she said, he should just do that, not around me. I was thinking, maybe you should just go somewhere else.
Yeah. Find a dude to twerk on.
You can't stand right next to him when you're not doing anything.
She's not going to do that.
True. And also the way that I didn't like the way it worries me for Theo that she said after they agreed that they, like, had a crush on each other, that she said, oh, well, like, Theo will stand up for me. Now he's kind of, like, got my back. Like, I don't know. I hope. I just don't want her to be relying on Theo.
Yeah, I think she's gonna grow too attached. To him.
Seems like she's already attached in like day 3.
Yeah,
she is.
I see them having a very strong like homie bond more so. Even though they've been like sexually attracted to each other, I see them like he's the kind of dude that would have her back and like
I
thought they have more of a brother sister type relationship,
it's
like ride or die,
like
road dog. Well.
Tierra is kind of like...
But you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's going to grow into like more of like a buddy type.
I feel you, she's emotional. She's really emotional. So I don't think that's going to work for her.
She's
like,
attached.
She's not like a Katrina where she's just like an a-hole. Like maybe she could just hit and there can be cool.
Gotcha.
But I feel like she would like fall in love on like some real
stuff. I think she might have fallen in love already.
Yeah.
She's going to get crushed, it seems like.
But then I also think it might be a situation where it ended up being Tierra against the house, because I don't think that the house really is taking to her too well. It's really been Theo, and then Theo's going to have to really, like, decide,
make a choice.
Like, you know, do I go
but that
with
sucks.
The
he shouldn't be put
house,
in that situation,
you know?
But he's the only one that's, like, making more of an effort. I know Jordan kind of went up to her. I look at her, laugh at this
that
scene.
That was hilarious.
When she's like, hey, can we talk? And I like people who do that, who try to make an effort to make things better. And she's like, well, I don't want to talk. Well, you don't have to. Okay, bye. And I'm like, come on. Give her a chance. Like, people are approaching you and trying to do that stuff with you. And they even talk about when they went to go get cupcakes, how they want to get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are approaching you like that, you would think you would be a little bit more open. Like, I can understand if nobody's talking to you, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
And like, so I don't know who said, like, one of the people in the confessional said, I don't know how many times you have to, like, kiss somebody's ass and, like, make an effort before you just stop trying. Because like, most of the people have been putting some effort. That's why
I thought that. I thought the cast has been trying to make, and I think I honestly think it's a good cast.
It's very urban, diverse cast.
Yes, I like the cast. Diverse.
Yeah. Kudos, MTV.
Yeah,
it's like our panel.
I was just about to say.
It's like what?
Like our panel. No, because even Theo said, was like, it's four black people.
Who said it? She's like, it's four black
people. No, but seriously, MTV, they never do that. It's always like two.
Yo, black is hot right now.
Yeah, you guys are in. Right?
It's so, so trendy.
You're in or out.
Good casting.
What are your thoughts about? We see a little bit towards the end of the episode about Katrina and her family issue. She's texting a lot with her sister, who she has no idea is going to come on the show, and we know her sister is going to be coming to the show eventually. Where are we with this Katrina situation?
From what she described, like, so her sister was raped by somebody,
she
or like
used the term technically raped,
like sexually assaulted, sort of, and then she
kissed them, not knowing.
The same night, or like just later on, without
the
knowing
the same
that
gay, yeah. So she didn't know what he did
to her sister,
right? So had she known,
she said she would have killed him.
Exactly.
But I mean, if she didn't know, she didn't know.
That's super awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward. But if she didn't know, she didn't know. Yeah. You know, I couldn't hold that against somebody for years, because if she didn't know, she didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know,
and that's a sensitive subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So,
but it seemed hot and cold with her sister.
Yeah, well, I think there's more to that.
The first text she sent her, and then the response from the sister was just like, shut her down hard. Right. Like, you're always talking about yourself. Go F yourself. I'm like, what?
There's some deep issues there.
It's got to be more than just that situation.
Also, it's interesting, and we'll have to watch this as it develops, but Mike mentioned to Katrina, like, oh, your sister seems like you, but like kind of better almost. He didn't say better, but he said she's on that side. Yeah. So...
You do not like Mike.
I am not a fan.
Did you see him on the other show he was on?
I did, okay. And I did not like him then either. And it's funny because he's dating one of the girls from that season, from that show. Are You the One?
Wow.
And he's getting after Jordan?
Well, this was like months ago, so.
Okay, I got you. The timing's off. We'll see.
So we don't know when the new seven are going to come in. How do you think it's going to change everything? I mean, obviously, it's going to change, but.
Shit's going to get crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Already.
As it should, because it's reality TV.
We need that.
Any...
I really want to see. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
I really want to see Theo and his cousin, because that is like the most fucked up situation I have heard.
That's
like,
that's
real life.
What's the situation?
Life, he was playing for a college football team with this, on the same team that Jimmy Garoppolo, who's just backed up for Brady, and like his had a few other classmates get picked in the draft, and his cousin apparently like had weed in the room and didn't cop to it. He lost his scholarship. Like that's your life. That's real shit.
Yeah, like literally just screwed up his whole life. Yeah,
I need to see that.
I would have thrown him under the bus real
And his
quick.
Cousin's coming to the show.
Yeah. So that's what I want
to
see.
It's about to get
I'm
real.
To that. Yeah.
Any other thoughts about the first couple episodes? Talk.
Yeah, sorry Let's to go. Cut you no. off, but why do they have cell phones?
Thank you. I wrote that down. I forgot to mention
Hello?
That. Yes. I've never
I think
seen
that ruins
that.
Everything. I don't know if they have just certain numbers where they get to call mom, dad, and text each other from the room. First of all, No. You should not have... That's not the point of the show. I miss the old way where they go to work and they don't have cell phones and they don't talk to anybody. And I mean, I like it better than last season, because last season was like a game and you had to do certain things, but...
I will say that since MTV has access to their text messages, though, I think it makes it a little more, like, drama-filled, because now you're seeing what people are thinking and texting to other people.
And you know you
Because
reach
you kind of... I kind of knew Tierra was going to be a little bit messy when she... Within, like, the first 15 to 20 minutes of the show, she sent a text message about... being in a room by herself or something like that to her mom or somebody. So you get to see their thoughts at a different level. Like, so I don't know. I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, I mean, at least they don't have televisions.
I'm torn. I see what you're saying, but it is also like another layer of drama.
Yeah,
because when you get like your friends like chirping in your ear and like other people giving you like feedback,
right?
So it can like hype you up. I don't know. So it's interesting. But I was confused. Like, they've never had cell phones before. You're supposed to, like, not have contact with the outside world.
Pauline is down on cell phones. I think I'm with Pauline on this one. No cell phones.
I like it. I'm up.
All the way up. 50-50. All right. Good. There's the panel. What else? Anything
split,
else, guys?
Split decision.
What else we got?
I didn't like how they were ragging on my boy Pee Wee Herman. I didn't appreciate that.
Okay, first of all, I feel like nobody, none of them knew what Pee Wee Herman looked like, right? Because he did not look like him at all.
They're young.
And shout out to
that guy. I was about to say, I was like, okay, are you sure you knew what Pee Wee Herman is?
Shout out to that guy, Adam, because he came up and said what up.
You know how hard that is, ladies? Like, for real, you just shut him down
by
so
himself
hard.
To three ladies.
What is your best pickup line that you've used?
Hello, what's your name? My name's Amari. You look beautiful tonight. Can I buy you a drink? I'd love to talk to you. I mean, I don't have lines. I have conversations.
Oh, smooth.
Ladies, are you single?
Thank you. I am single, yes.
Get him.
He might be
the
actor. What do you got? You got something for us?
Pick up line.
What do you got?
No, they pick me out. Let's see.
I think we got this.
She's got nothing.
I thought Tierra kind of threw in that random, not random, that she had thought about suicide before. That was kind of heavy at the bar.
Oh yeah, I loved how Theo ignored her though. I love that.
Oh, Pate, because it worked. The taste of her medicine.
Yeah, it. I mean, it worked effectively. It worked pretty well. So,
I'm worried about that whole situation.
Yeah, when they were hooking up. Sorry, I don't. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
Say it.
He was rubbing her booty.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I'm not gonna.
He's an ass man.
He was rubbing her booty. Like, no, because I wrote it in my notes. I was like the rubbing of the booty.
He talked about it. He's been talking about it all episode. So
now I see what he's talking about.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's do some predictions.
Yes.
Yeah,
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, ladies first. Let's go, Paulina.
I say this every season on every reality show that I do, and all I want are the fights. I love to see them. I think they're very entertaining, very dramatic, which is why I love reality TV. So that's all I want. And I know they're going to happen, but that's the only thing I'm looking forward
to. Do you have a prediction for who's going to be involved?
Well, we did see, who was it? Was it Jordan and Anika? Because that girl just went, boom, and she flew down the hallway. In one of the previews. It was someone, or maybe one of the new people.
It was a new person. I don't know who. I think it was Robbie's ex-girlfriend. Because it's like a white girl with like short blonde hair.
Okay. But I want to see that. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Just
fights.
More? Okay. So I'm excited to see another layer of Anika. I feel like Anika has just been like the goofy fun one in the house. But when they let the seven new people in, I think that's when we'll really see kind of another layer of Anika. Because she's just been fun and just been there and haven't really, we got everything on everybody else, but nothing on Anika. So I'm like, she's going to get her moment to shine.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a lot more than what people expect.
I think Robbie's probably going to go home at some point. The Italian home family dude. I mean, the first night he was already saying he's ready to go back, calling his dad, crying to his father.
That was weird.
That was, I mean, it's cool. I appreciate the fact that you have a close relationship with your father like that. That's good to see for men. But I think he's going to end up leaving at some point. Okay. I don't know for what, but I don't see him sticking it out the whole time.
And I just meant that it was weird that, like, the first night he's talking about going home.
Yeah.
Not that he's crying. That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Emotions are good.
I would say I think that the whole living in the same room between Tiara and Theo, that's going to be broken up. I don't think that they're going to be living in the same room for that much longer. I don't know if it's because the new people come, but I just don't think that that's the right situation, especially if they're going to get together. Right. They shouldn't be in the room that's open anyways. Mm-hmm. So that's going to get broken up. And we did see for Robbie, though, that I think he's going to have the ex-girlfriend comes, and I think they showed us clips of him making out with her or someone. So it'll be interesting to see
I think she was making out with someone else.
Someone else?
Yeah.
Maybe both of them.
You had a good eye.
Yeah. I was watching those upcoming
videos. So many contestants. We're going to have to have 14 at some point soon. It's going to be crazy. Also, we didn't touch on the last part, but when they called Katrina's sister, the producer, and they're having the conversation about her getting the show.
And they're going to the show.
And it's funny how she thinks she's doing a different show. It's like, oh my God. And then she's going to be blown away.
Little does she know.
I love it. I love MTV.
I know. So much drama.
They're so petty.
So petty, yes. I love the petty.
That is episodes not one, but episodes one and two of the new season of The Real World season 32, Bad Blood from Seattle. We will be here every week with one episode. My co-host starting at the end, Paulina.
Hey, everyone. Catch me on Twitter @_PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram @PaulinaNAguilar.
And you can find me on Twitter and IG at On With Omari. Also on Snapchat, Omari B.
And I'm Candace Renee Rice on Facebook and Pimp Fried Rice on Instagram.
Love that. I get to follow that up. My name is Mike Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips, MikeRips. We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
That's a boss name.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.